This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Registration of candidates for May 13 local level election commences. Nepali Congress and Janata Samajwadi Party launched their election manifesto. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for building self-reliant economy. And explosion at Nigerian illegal oil refinery kills more than 100 people. Now the news in detail. The registration of candidacy for the upcoming local level election 2079 Bikram Sambat has started throughout the country today. The Election Commission said the registration of candidacies was done today and would continue tomorrow as well at the Office of the Election Officers. The Office of the Election Officer will publish the final name list of the candidates on Monday evening itself. Similarly, as per the election schedule, filing of complaints against the candidates will take place on the 26th of April, and the verification of nomination papers would be done on the 27th and 28th of April. Likewise, the candidates wanting to withdraw their nomination can do so on the 29th of April, and the final list of the candidates would be published on the same day. The candidates would be provided the election symbol on the 30th of April. The Nepali Congress has launched its election manifesto for the May 13 local level election. Party President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, Senior Leader Ramchandra Paudel, among other leaders, jointly made public the election manifesto named Sankalpa amid a function at party headquarters in Sanepa today. The manifesto incorporates party's policy and principles, standards of good governance, and responsibility of people's representatives. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party has also unveiled its local-level election manifesto. Unveiling the manifesto today, party chairperson Upendra Yadav said the party has prioritized education and employment in its manifesto. The Nepali Congress has delegated the right to pick the mayor and deputy mayors of the metropolises to party president Sher Bahadur Deuba. The meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee held at party headquarters in Sanepa today delegated the rights to party president Deuba. A press statement issued by the party's chief secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel states that the meeting nominated senior leader Ramchandra Paudel to the Central Parliamentary Committee. The chiefs of security bodies have discussed the security situation considering the May 13 local level election. The Nepali Army Public Relations Directorate says the chiefs of four security bodies discussed the possible coordination to make the local-level election free, fair and fairless. The distribution of water drawn from the Melamchi River has resumed in Kathmandu Valley from today. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury inaugurated redistribution by turning on bulb of distribution mains at the Kathmandu Upateka Khanepani Limited, KUKL branch office in Baneswar today. The KUKL plans to supply 50 million litres of water pumped from the Sindhupalchok-based Melamchi River. The water was supplied from just two KUKL branches at Mahankalchor and New Baneswar today, and the distribution coverage will be extended gradually. The Melamchi water supply got halted due to rain-caused damages to the project last July. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for all Nepalese to focus on building a self-reliant economy. Addressing a program organized at the office of the president in Sital Nivas today, while honoring former administrator Suryanath Upadhyaya with him Bahadur Malla honor, President Bhandari said, "The mobilization and commercialization of agriculture was inevitable to achieve socio-economic growth." She also reiterated that the economic prosperity could be achieved through optimum utilization of water resources, through the electricity generation, irrigation system and tourism promotion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The World Health Organization has pledged to support Nepal in strengthening its health emergency preparedness and priorities of health sector. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatioda said this in a program today to share information about WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus' recent 3-day official visit to Nepal. Nepal received a commitment from the WHO for the establishment of maternity and child health cooperation center focused on oncology for the development of vector-borne disease training and research center as the WHO Southeast Asian Regional Center. Health Minister Khatioda also said the WHO chief had expressed his interest for assisting Nepal in the development of an advanced genomic lab in getting the required equipment for the test. 5 people have been killed in a bus and car collision at Zungekhola of Tarke Rural Municipality, 7 of Thading District. A bus heading to Thading from Kathmandu had hit the car heading to Kathmandu. Thading police has confirmed the death of the 5 people travelling in the ill-fated car. The deceased have been confirmed as 36-year-old car driver Dil Bahadur Basnet from Kairahani of Tanahu, 40-year-old Bimal Chandra Agrawal of Uttar Pradesh of India, 35-year-old Sadhana Agrawal, 40-year-old Sandhya Agrawal, and 55-year-old Rakesh Agrawal. A massive fire inferno destroyed 60 houses at Biratpur village in Kailari Rural Municipality, 7 in Kailali District. Chief District Officer CDO of Kailali Kiran Thapa said most of the houses in the village of freed-boned laborers were made of locally available materials. The fire was doused with joint efforts of the fire brigade and security personnel. However, the cause of the fire is yet to be known. You are listening to Daily Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. More than 100 people were killed overnight on Saturday in an explosion at an illegal well refining depot in Nigeria. Dozens were thought to have been working at the refining plant in Imo State in southern Nigeria, where people were caught in the huge fire. The BBC quotes the official saying the death toll reached 109 and many were burned beyond recognition. At least 10 people have been killed after a tourist boat went missing off the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. The Japan Coast Guard says the search is continuing in frigid water for 16 others who were on board the vessel. The vessel is believed to have been on a 3-hour sightseeing voyage around the Shirakoto Peninsula. Of the 26 on board, 2 were crew and 2 were children. French voters are heading to the poll to decide whether to give centrist Emmanuel Macron 5 more years as president or replace him with far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. After a decisive election campaign, Ms. Le Pen faces an uphill battle with her 44-year-old opponent pulling ahead. In order to win, they both need to attract voters who backed other candidates in first round. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to continue at some places of the hilly region of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Registration of candidacies for May 13 local level election commences. Nepali Congress and Janata Samaj Badi Party launched their election manifesto. President Biddyadevi Bhandari stresses need for building self-reliant economy. And explosion at Nigerian illegal oil refinery kills more than 100 people. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.